Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly explains the word of truth. Avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behaviour. It's always a pleasure to see a good worker, isn't it? They may be an accountant, a cleaner, a lawyer, or a shop worker, but the moment you see them at work, you know that they're fully committed to the task. However, it's very easy to be less than that. Laziness can be a temptation in any walk of life, and that includes Christian teachers. They might look for shortcuts or offer their teaching without being properly prepared with prayer and careful study. Paul urges his friend Timothy to ensure that this never happens to him. He needs to give his best so that he'll never be ashamed of his teaching work. That will only happen if he's self-disciplined and has a determination to be the best for the Lord. Paul knew only too well that words can be a great blessing, but also a curse. In verse 14, he urged Timothy to remind people that they shouldn't fight over words. He said that such arguments were useless and could lead to disaster. The word he actually used is catastrophe, which literally means turning upside down, the complete opposite of what a teacher should be doing. Foolish talk is deeply damaging. In Greek, Paul describes it as being like gangrene, which may start in a small way, but can quickly lead to death if not treated. It's easy to have a very casual attitude towards Christian teaching, as though it's a harmless hobby that some people like to pursue. Paul would vigorously disagree with such a view. For him, it was a matter of life and death. And I believe we need to make sure that good teaching has a central place in church life. So let me ask you a question. Can you think of any illustrations of foolish talk? Now let's pray together. Lord God, we pray for those who have the awesome responsibility of Christian teaching. May they stay very close to you and know your guidance and strength. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.